Who's joining us now on the 72 Sold Sportsline, our old buddy, NFL analyst, former two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Max Starks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Max, how are you, man?
I am doing good, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
Fantastic.
We're doing good, too. Obviously, you know, with the turning of the page, the Suns out of the playoffs, we could turn now and look at the Cardinals and the rest of the NFL going to OTAs. And I don't want to make it to be the biggest deal in the world, but I also don't think it's nothing, Max. But where do you put Kyler Murray's absence from OTAs in week one on that scale of importance, if you will?
You know, I look at it and I think it's just a show of poor form. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that I've just kind of been a little upset about. Oh, whoa, hold on. Sorry about that. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Loud beeping sound?
No.
No, missed
good.
That.
yeah, excellent. No, it's just my Apple Watch acting up. No, I put it on the scale. It's frustrating, right? You know, when you have a guy who wants a contract extension after year three, it wants to be this leader, wants to be the face, but then you don't show face when everybody else is. You know, I get, you know, Russell Wilson showing face, right? He got a contract, he got traded. But Lamar Jackson is going through a very similar thing, and he's there. You know, and I think when you look at the ilk of guys that want to be there, you know, if you want to be the leader, you want to do this, you kind of have to do a little bit of self-sacrificing, show face, and show that you can be that leader, you can look above it, because now that looks more positive, not only in public image, but also to management that might have these questions. You're there in spite of your demands, you know,
right.
And you're going to build this team around what you want it to be. So it's like, no, I want you to see what I'm doing, not just assume what I'm doing. And then I want you to see how we work. And, like, this is what your future is going to look like. So it bothers me that he, you know, I get it. Hey, he's an introvert and everything else, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to be the leader and you're demanding to get paid and you're going to write that boyfriend letter, you know what I'm saying, like right before combine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then show face. Get your butt out there. You're year three. These things aren't prioritized. They happen this time of year, the time of year that you're – hoping to get this contract done, you tried to put a gun to their head. It didn't work. You know, it was like a Batman, you know, TV show back in the 60s, Adam West, right? The gun, it rolls out, says bang. You know,
right. Like, oh, yeah, and it's like a joke. It's like a Riddler flag with a question mark on it.
Yeah
right. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've seen that episode.
So it's frustrating. It's frustrating from an image standpoint, especially for a demand standpoint. If I'm management, I'm like, all right. This is the guy we thought it was going to be.
$25 million. Okay,
right?
Now, is it appropriate, though, for the Cardinals to still have questions on whether they should pay Kyler Murray?
Yeah. I think that's something that you have to go into this, and you have to ask that question. Because, yes, the numbers look great. Yes, you got to the Pro Bowl, which does not seem that hard anymore. You know, and you haven't won a playoff game. The second half of your seasons have fallen flat since you've been there. So what are we rewarding you for? Rewarding you for being above 500 as a quarterback, yeah, for this team that we've loaded resources for you for? You know, and there have been leadership flaws. We haven't seen that title gigantic shift in leadership,
no,
and focus to where teams, you know, guys want to be around you. How many guys hang out with you after practice? Do guys call you on the phone? Do you hang out with folks outside of on Twitch and on whatever other media streaming platform to play video games? Do guys even know where you live? You know, that would be my next question.
Right, that's good.
How many guys know where you live outside of Hollywood Brown? That would be a great question.
How many guys can find their way to your house?
Yeah. Max Starks.
Without Apple Maps. Without Apple Maps or Google Maps.
That's funny.
Max Starks, our guest here on this
location.
On the 72 funny. Sold Sports Line. Similar, but, you know, moving away from Kyler Murray, and look, we know why he's not there. It's a negotiating ploy at this point and a protection from injury while said negotiations are happening. But as an NFL guy, you spent 10 years in the league and you were at OTAs and you showed up. What do players think when a guy is not in a contract situation and doesn't show up to voluntary OTAs?
No, I mean it has to be a great relationship, you know, and a guy who has been in this league and has had some success in this league, meaning you've been to the playoffs or you've won a Super Bowl or you've done these things. Russell Wilson has done all of those things, and he still showed up. He still had guys come out, you know, to train with him as soon as he got the call. You know, like those are the little things that you want to get guys involved. You want to get guys around, right? I mean, I hate to harp on this, but he's now the AFC West. But, I mean, Russell Wilson had all the receivers down to his compound in San Diego and was running drills, like, as soon as he got the playbook.
Yeah.
You know, and so those are the type of things – and this guy's won a Super Bowl. This guy has been to the playoffs multiple times, been to multiple Super Bowls to compete. And it's like that's the internal trigger. That's the internal drive that you look for. Guys creating these fast. Is Tom Brady at camp right now? Is he at OTAs?
Of course he is.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Yeah.
How many years has he been in the league?
Yeah,
38.
He's been in Tampa Bay. He's been in Tampa Bay as long as Kyler Murray's been in Arizona, just about.
Yeah.
And he's still going to OTAs, still going to gain that rapport. And so when you look at that, it's like, come on. Tom Brady is almost ready to sign up for AARP, and he's still showing up the first day of OTAs. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on.
We're not even sure if that is a real person anymore. As Vinny pointed out, you look at Tom Brady, he looks like a bot. Doesn't he?
He does.
I feel like him and Kawhi Leonard, I felt like got built at the same factory.
Tom Brady puts the B-O-T in Botox. That's what he does. He's the bot in Botox.
No
Botox.
Hey, listen, him and Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise.
Right.
Hey, what's their doctor's number? Because I want to look that good at 50.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
Know? I mean, that's essentially, he has not aged. He's actually reversed. He's like Benjamin Button.
All right, so let me ask you this. When you look at the Cardinals, defensively, how do they look to you in the moment? Do they look like they're going to be vulnerable, or do you think they've got enough young pieces that are going to ripen at the right time?
I think the Cardinals, you know, I always look at it from this lens. You know, when I look at the Cardinals, I look at the division. And how do you stack up in the division? Like, if we're going apples to apples right now, where do they fall in the competitive branch? Because the parameter is Super Bowl champion LA Rams. Did you get good enough to compete with them from that embarrassing loss in the playoffs, in the wild card round? And I would say, well, yeah, a little bit. But, you know, where are you at against San Francisco's got their own bag to worry about. And I look at Seattle, Drew Lock and Geno Smith. Come on, Baker Mayfield, get fired. That's what I feel like Seattle's doing right now.
Yeah.
So when I say that, I say, yeah, they're second in the division. I don't know if they can beat L.A. two out of two times or two out of three times to do that, but they've gotten better. I think they've closed the gap. So that's where I put the margin. But the good thing is I look at the NFC and I think the path to repeat – meaning get to the playoffs again, I think they have a good enough crew to get that done. And I look at that now. The question is always going to be health, injuries, how does the deck stack up when we're talking about all of those little things that creep into during the season, the attrition, and can they actually get over the second half of the year hump? That's the other one that I don't know because I haven't seen it yet from Cliff and I haven't seen it yet from Kyler to know, but this is a pivotal year for Kyler to really show what he can do, not because of the contract, but because of maturity. This would have been he would have finished off his senior and come into the league as a polished college player. And so that's where I really need to see Kyler grow. And right now, these little opportunities, these missed opportunities for him to show that growth, show that leadership, and command the franchise's attention and also the moniker, this is that pivotal year for him.
Yeah.
And he's not passing the test right now.
Yeah. Max, great stuff as always. We appreciate you making time for us this morning.